Bill 204, it was heard in this committee earlier at last year, and assembly amendments have removed previous opposition from the bill. As amended, the bill requires that the Board of Pharmacy conduct surveys of pharmacists and electronic health record vendors to determine whether or not standard directions on prescription labels are being used and what the barriers are to using standardized directions. And this is part of my work over the years to ensure that one day we will have easily understandable labels on our pharmaceutical bottles. Senate Bill 204 also requires that the board report the aggregate findings of the surveys at its July 2016 board meeting and that it publish the findings on the website. As you are aware, in 2010, the board adopted regulations to develop patient-centered prescription labeling and standardized directions for use. And despite this very important step towards reducing dosage errors, the board does not have the information. We do not know yet how many pharmacies are using the standardized directions. It's also not aware if the vendors of electronic health records that market to prescribers and pharmacies are using the standardized directions. And this is very important information that the legislature needs if it is going to move forward and ensure that someday we have standardized labels. Without SB 204, we have no practical way of knowing if the standardized directions are being consistently used, increasing the potential for patient misdosage and misunderstanding. Senate Bill 204 takes the next step in patient protection by providing the board with the necessary data to determine how we can better ensure the use of this important part of the patient-centered prescription label. Senate Bill 204 is sponsored by the California Pan-Ethnic Health Network, and is supported by the California Alliance for Retired Americans, the Latino Coalition for a Healthy California, and the Western Center on Law and Poverty. Is Tahira here with us today? Tahira Cunningham from the California Pan-Ethnic Health Network is here to speak in support as well.
Good morning, Chair, members. Tahira Cunningham with the California Pan-Ethnic Health Network. We are sponsors of this legislation. Millions of Californians don't understand their dosage instructions on their prescription drug labels. And through a regulatory process, stakeholders, the Board of Pharmacy, work with experts to develop standardized directions for use. However, at this time, we don't know if they're actually being utilized. A patient's first and best source of information is the directions on their actual label. And the information gathered from this survey will help us to understand, one, if those labels are being used, and two, any barriers that pharmacies may be experiencing as a result of attempting to use these labels. So for those reasons, we ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Sawhite Seum here on behalf of Health Access. We are in support of this bill. We think it's an important step to address the high number of medication errors that exist today. Thank you.
Any other witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? We have questions from the committee? Senator Block.
Yeah, two questions. I'm going to support this bill. I was just wondering, why are you here now? What's happened? I mean, this is an odd time to be back here. Were there amendments, or is this
a cut? The bill was amended to require only the collection of the data with regard to standardized labeling. You know, I have been attempting to have a more specific law requiring standardized labeling, and that bill has not been successful so far. And one of the barriers to that is that we are told that we do not have the information or the data to support what I've tried to move forward earlier. So we're back to get the standardized data.
So these were amendments you were kind of forced to take?
No, they were amendments. The bill did not, the other bill did not, the more comprehensive bill did not move forward. So I decided I would come back and address concerns that information is not available to make the point that we need standardized labeling. And part of that is what is the experience so far with pharmacies. So that's what this bill hopefully will erase the argument in the future once we have this data to back it up.
Okay, thank you, Senator. And the Board of Pharmacy is not here, so I can only assume their opposition is soft. But what is their concern? Can you?
I don't know.
That's a good answer. That's what I would have said, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thank you.
I give up.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Okay, when we have a quorum, we'll take action on the bill.
Thank you very much.
And you'll call us when there is a quorum? Okay. Is somebody coming? Okay. I shall.
Coffee too.
Okay.
Would you like something?
I'm good, thank you.
I'll have Diet Coke with you too.
Yes, I'll get Diet Coke.
Wait in the building.
She's out of the building.
She's still not in the building.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Three of them just walked out.
Who did? Oh, two.
Did you see them come in?
Who?
They wanted to get coffee.
Oh, I didn't see them.
So, Senator.
Yeah,
they're
all, I made
a mental note last night.
I'll go get them.
Do something about this
and
provide.
So a bunch of I'm almost done.
Huh?
I'm almost done.
Are getting the medication?
They just need to bill for.
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
Okay.
We have a quorum. Let's do roll call.
Lou?
Here.
Lou's here. Weiland? Berryhill? Block?
Here.
Block here. Corbett?
Here.
Corbett here. Galgiani?
Here.
Galgiani here. Hernandez? Hill?
I'm here.
Hill here. Torres?
We have a roll call.
The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Weiland? Berryhill? Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Corbett?
Here.
Corbett,
I mean, aye.
Corbett, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hernandez? Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Torres? Yeah.
It's 5-0 right now.
We'll just open it. We'll put the bill on call for the absent members. The bill is out. We're going to adjourn the meeting.